You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
He proposed with the diamond ring. You are listening and watching the Grown Up Hip Hop LA After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
After that,
they need to throw you on the track.
All right, remix.
JD, where you at?
What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop LA After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we're talking about, will Angela and Romeo finally figure it out? Boogie launches his first ever company, and JoJo pops the question. Of course, we got our Glowing Up Fashion, our fan shout outs, hey, our news and gossip, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce us, the panel here. I'm Howard the Third. Seeing next to me is Sierra. How you feeling?
Hey, guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
Good.
Byron, how are you over there?
What's good, y'all? It's Byron K. Let's get it.
And sitting on the end is Alexis.
Hey,
how
y'all.
You doing, girl?
I'm good.
All right. Y'all get a ring? Did anybody have a ring on this panel?
You know, one day.
Somebody rode my line and woke me up this morning. But that's about it.
Get it ready.
Okay. So he next. Is like, you know. But we're still blank over here.
We're still blank.
No ring.
Still blank. It was a lot going on for season 4, episode 22. Will you be my fiance or what? It was kind of like fiance, but it was.
Like Beyonce, but fiance.
Fiance. It's like Italian. I don't know.
Say.
Oh, okay.
Fiance.
Givenchy.
Givenchy.
I don't know. Is that even French?
You know what? We'll just say it. We'll just say it is.
Say it again.
Givenchy.
Oh. Bless you.
It sounds... Wait.
Anyway.
Boom, there we go.
You know,
they know. They know what's up.
Late, so...
All right, guys. So overall thoughts on tonight's episode. It was a lot going on with... A little bit of Brie, a little bit of proposals, still Angela and Romeo. Like, overall thoughts.
Let's focus on the positive. Congratulations, JoJo. He did that thing. Yes. The person is family, too. So that's a big deal.
I was actually going to say, it was a positive episode. I did like to see, you know, the performance of her, Eric, to his dad. Or not to his dad, before his dad. Mm-hmm. And that made me happy to watch. It was kind of cool.
Took me back.
Because I didn't grow up in the Eazy-E era. So it was kind of see somebody that looked like him, sing like him, or rap like him.
Yo, that gave me chills, though. Like, that performance gave me chills.
Because
I felt the essence of Eazy-E in that. Like, for real.
It was good. Alexis?
I'm proud of Boogie. He didn't came a long way, you know?
Really has.
Yeah, well, we're talking about him. He was there.
I'm proud of him. He didn't came a long way from his little, you know, situation with drugs and stuff. And now he's doing his thing, you know? Go, Boogie.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
And it looked like it was a good turnout.
Oh, yeah. They're like, they had fun.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are actually there for Boogie and how many people are, like, extras. Not to throw shade, but, you know, sometimes.
Hey,
you gotta pay the extras.
So what you gotta do is... Go on his social media and see what's really popping. That's what you gotta do. That's how I found all the tea.
And then Egypt and Hella and what's his name? Sam.
Sam.
That little performance was cute.
Right. It surprised me.
It did.
But it was cute.
So, you know.
Y'all ain't think they was gonna kill it for real.
I did.
I was nervous. Look, Howard had us nervous. He's the one that kind of.
You remember that's her singing from the past season?
Yeah.
So she got better?
She got a little bit better.
Okay. That's what
Master P said, too. He said that she really glowed up.
She really has. Because in the beginning stages, you know, she was in artist development. So.
At least y'all honest.
We were working with it.
But growth is good. Growth is good.
It is.
Because it's bad if you stay in the same place.
You know.
So.
All right. And speaking of staying in the same place, Angela and Romeo. Now, will they ever figure it out? I mean, come on. We open up the episode with them pretty much speaking to their parents, Romeo speaking to Master P, Angela speaking to her mom, and shout out to Angela for buying that gym. She's now a part owner in that. Wow. So go ahead, girl.
She on her back.
Okay. But they're still talking about how each one of them are pretty much playing games. They're still talking about this date, how Romeo was showing up late. Like, girl, when do we let this go? When do we move on? Like,
she should have let it go once she saw him again. She should like tell him how she feels when they see each other again, but then just let it go. And I guess she kind of did that technically at JoJo's thing, but it's like, bruh, this ain't the time. And like the handshake, I think she's playing games right now, not Romeo.
Of course, she is. She's been playing games from the jump.
Exactly.
Though.
Right.
But they did make a good point. It's about your what you say. Or no, was it the actions or what you say? Because JoJo was like, I mean, you may be acting like that, but have you told her? You know?
True.
But then it's like.
But at the same time, women be like, you say one thing, but where's your actions at? So it's like, which one? Like, I don't get it.
I think she just wants to hear him say it. I've always said that. I think she just wants to hear him say it. I think that's all it is.
But why? Mm-hmm. Like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like it's there, like it's just there, period.
She know.
I mean, yeah, it is there, you know, it is there, so to press to where she can catch it. But
like if I'm about to give you $5, I don't have to say, hey, I'm giving you $5. I can just give you $5. Boom, I just gave you $5.
Like, know, I just want to see, because I feel like, yeah, it's just a games, like, I don't know, because I feel like she likes him, but she doing too much in a way to kind of like, yeah, like, just give in already. That's kind of what it is, just give in.
Maybe she liked to be chased. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, listen, we're tired of watching.
I'm tired of it, but maybe I'm tired of watching.
It's only cute for so long. Yeah, it's only cute for so long. After a while, I was like, okay, what are we doing?
I'm surprised he haven't given up.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, look, sis.
But here's the thing. After seeing the preview of what's to come, like, it's probably good that they're not together now, because what's going to happen will probably kind of mess up what they had. Because it would be a brand new relationship anyway, so this would kind of throw a wrench in it. So at least they get to get this kind of out the way before they decide to really go into anything serious.
Guys, timing.
Maybe that's going to bring them closer. No?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Friendship-wise.
For sure. Relationship.
For sure, because she's going to be like, nope. She's going to give an excuse that I need you to be a friend. It's a shoulder to cry on. I can't focus on this right now.
Tomorrow.
Which I will agree to that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, dang, y'all finally got it. And then this happens, which is not her fault, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, sheesh.
One day.
Sheesh. Look, my headphone says sheesh.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. We'll see. Well, fans out there, we love you guys so much. And we just appreciate you all watching our show, listening, you know, in your car, everywhere you go, listening to us. Like, we just love y'all so much. So we got Byron here to tell you how much we love you.
Absolutely. First off, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And we need a few more things so we can continue to grow and just keep giving y'all what y'all ask for. First, please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, not just one, but check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels. Please give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, and we're now on Spotify. And also leave us comments, because we read those. Y'all make our job so much better, because you tune in, you engage with us, you socialize, you follow us, and we appreciate that. We love y'all. So keep loving us and supporting us, and we'll keep bringing y'all that fire.
Yes.
Yes. We always say fire.
No. 20.
Fire.
Fire. Now, speaking of fire, Boogie finally, you know, he's launching his new company, which is supposed to be fire. I mean, Facts Media. It's going to be a creative company, just like his dad did. He's going to invest in all these people, you know, build them up, kind of like Damon Dash, how he did with Kanye, Jay-Z, just to name a few. And it seems like it's going to be a good thing for Boogie.
Yeah.
I mean, do we really hope Boogie wins? I mean, he went from...
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
We hope he wins, but he went from hating his dad to really much... doing what his dad did.
This man grew up in like 3 episodes. He grew up. He went from one person to another person in 3 episodes.
He really did, though.
He made the rubber phone Brie. That's another story.
Like, he was just on the couch having a counselor session, and now he's like launching businesses, packing the house, everything.
He sure
was. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm excited to see it, because here he is at the tattoo shop, which Dame is getting another tattoo. Both of his dogs, which I said, I'm a dog person. You know, I love my dog too, but.
A tattoo?
I don't know. One, two big tattoos.
You got a dog?
I got a dog. Just a little bit. No, I'm not getting my dog tatted on.
What kind of dog?
It's a little Boston Terrier. Aww. Tiny little dog.
Don't grow.
But doesn't grow. Okay. Come right up to my little ankle. I said, that's all I need. Wow. I don't need no big dog like that.
What's his name or her name?
Jack. It's a boy.
Aww. I know. Little Jack.
He bad as it. He's bad. But I still love him. Aww. But love him enough to get tattoos, though? Mm-mm.
No.
Are we guys... pets? Like,
I don't even have humans tattooed.
I'm not a
me.
Pet lover. I mean, I like pets, but not to that extent.
That's kind of crazy to get your dog tattooed on you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the name.
No.
No. I was trying to make some, but you know, but sometimes pets are like family. Because I know, I get a name because we had a dog in our family and she passed, and mm-hmm. it was like. We all felt like, oh my gosh, because they grew up with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that I can get in a sense, because pets can be like family, but to get the whole face, that's a bit much.
So you got
to
think, your dog ain't getting you tatted on it, so why would you do it?
Okay, it's a pet. No, they can't get it. Okay, obviously can't. You can take it, but I don't know if it'll like it.
Oh my gosh. Well, Boogie talks about how he's going to be throwing this huge party, launch party, and he wants to invite everybody, including Brianna, who he hasn't really spoken to in a while, because she's still getting it together, because the last time we saw her, she was flipping off people, enjoying herself in the jacuzzi, running around through the grass. So he wants to invite her to just see if she can just be with everyone. And then he's going to have Egypt and Sam perform, Little Easy E's performing, and it just looked like a great party. I mean, he's finally there. He got it set up at the W. It was a nice little place. I've been there before. Nice.
At the W? Which one?
At the W LA.
In Hollywood?
There's another one.
The one in Brentwood, Westwood area. Oh, okay. That one's really nice.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm.
Check y'all out.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, fancy. Let me go.
I've only been to the Hollywood. I thought that was nice.
That is a nice one, too.
Yeah.
Summertime pool parties. That's where it's at. I'm just saying. Rooftop pool parties all summer 19.
Bad. I'm there. Like swimwear. No pun intended.
But the party was nice. I mean, like we said, we saw the performances with Sam in Egypt, which was nice. But the panel, if y'all could just tune into our YouTube channel real quick and see our facial expressions. I guess we weren't feeling the... Were we feeling the performance?
No, we weren't.
I like Egypt. I don't know about Sam, you know. I don't know about him, but...
Well, we had two lines, though, so I can't really say how he did.
Egypt did a good job.
Egypt did a good job.
Sam was a hype man, so he did a job.
He sounded like a good hype man, but we only had two lines.
Like Safari was with Nicki Minaj, you know, hyping her up on stage.
Wow.
He had a whole verse. It was pretty much his song.
We only heard two lines. That's true. I can only speak on what I heard.
Yeah. You know, they wrong. They shouldn't have cut his little lines out.
But she did good.
She did good.
She did too good.
Yeah, she did.
I was trying them to, you know, turn the background song down, and I wanted her, you know, but I think I kind of heard a little bit. Just to make sure she really doing it,
She got a good stage presence, I feel.
Oh, yeah. Right? I feel like they did have fun. They took Pep's advice, and they really did have fun, though, sure.
And Pep was in the crowd, you know. Happy. Like everybody mama being there, performing.
You know, and Tyrann was there, the brother. Mm-hmm. He was up there, you know, go sis.
Oh, he was lit. Okay. He was like, I'm your number one fan.
I love Pep's energy, though. Like, yes. She's just always just so just mellow at mm-hmm. all times. Yeah.
Even despite what she goes through, it's like, mm-hmm. how do you still have that such presence? Yeah. Like, right. Oh, I love it. I wish I could do that.
Mm. Yes. I wish we all could. Right? I mean, and, well, speaking of Pep, briefly, here she is cleaning up her house. I guess she's going to move to Vegas to do her whole little Las Vegas residency. Mm-hmm. And she's taking down all her trophies. She speaks about how she also, every time she's out of a relationship, she ends up moving, which I thought was weird. Because it just happens like that. I guess with this relationship, with the last one, Dre, mm-hmm. now she's going to Vegas. Before that, she moved from the East Coast to LA for a different guy. So I just like Pep, like, what are you doing?
Oh,
like,
you're not East Coast where? You know?
New York.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But there's two things she could have done, though. She could have either moved like she is, or she could cut her hair. That's usually what happens after big breakups. You cut your hair.
For a new start?
Yeah, a new start.
Oh, we just glow up.
Exactly.
We just stunt. I'm just kidding.
Yes, but I'm happy for Pep. You know, are y'all going to see her in Vegas or...
Has it started or...
I don't know if it's actually started.
I haven't heard about it.
I'm a fan. I'll watch it on YouTube, though.
I would say I'll watch it. I don't think I'm going to go, but I will watch it for sure.
You know?
If the ticket's $50... No.
I'm going to watch it.
It's for our time.
I'm thinking about that gas money that you got to use to drive to Vegas. And And then you got to stay in a,
if you, you got to get a room. In Vegas. I already had a room and said, if I'm already
there, yeah, if I need something to do, add to the agenda, I'm going to pull up.
If I need something to do.
We're going to be there.
Yeah, like, if I need something to do.
We're going to be supporting you.
But we still love you either way, whether I'm there or not. Yeah. I still like you, but.
Still love her.
Yeah.
And then going back to some performances, Little Eazy-E, who killed it. Everybody just knows the song. Killing it. I'm shocked he didn't have Little Twist before. Because Lil Twist had his whole little listening party. He kind of got up there and did one song.
Oh, was he even there?
He was there.
He was there.
He was because he said to Eric, you should have never let her hit it, talking about Brie.
I think they only show him that one time. That's
maybe Twist is like one of them artists that always has music, they just never perform. So whenever you talk to him, oh yeah, I'm just working on this music, but you never hear it.
Because I haven't heard no music from him for a while.
You know, that's a lot of these shows, though. I used to say that about Love Hip Hop. I'm like, y'all in the studio. Everybody in the studio, but we ain't heard none.
No music.
No music.
But he had a listening party, so he got to have some kind of music.
I mean, yeah, he probably do. We just... Maybe it streams in they city. I don't know.
Not streams in just their city.
Well, we in they city, but right?
We in LA.
So, but I don't listen to the radio. I listen to my Apple Music, so I don't know. Well, it might be on. I don't know.
Nah.
You have to type in Little Twist on your phone and see if he's on Apple Music. Check Spotify.
His own music is going to be on there.
Let's see.
He has like solo stuff by himself.
Back in the day, him and what's the other name little Chucky, the little boy,
Little Chucky.
No, he has a hit song back in the day. I forgot it.
Is it with Bieber?
Let me pull it up. We're gonna pull it up for you guys.
We're gonna see what Little Twist is talking about.
Is it Little Secret?
He does have a song. He does have a song. It's with this one dude. I don't think it's Little Caesar. It's something. He does have a song.
He got a song with the little Chucky boy that used to be in Young Money.
I remember.
I don't know the name of the song, but they had like a little hit song because I think Regine was in the video.
Yeah. So Apple Music gonna have it all. And his last thing was in 2015.
What was it called?
He was gonna do some tough times with his father being in jail.
You know, maybe he really he had a listening party for the cast, not as regular people.
He can release it another time.
We'll see you next summer. What's
summer 2020.
You know they air they record in the summer, so you know.
We'll see you next summer. I mean, the whole party looked very nice. I love how Boogie got up there, spoke about his dad. Mm-hmm.
That was a great moment, man.
It was a wonderful moment,
especially to see where were they at before.
Episode, I was like, who?
After an intervention, after the whole cursing out, like now it's like, I love you, man. I love you. He's my dad.
He's my pup.
Big old smile on
his
face.
That's my dad.
I love this man.
See this man right here?
He really said this, y'all.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But we love to see that, you know, because they came from a rocky place, okay?
Why are you laughing? Why are y'all laughing?
Because he loved his man.
Those are real feelings.
And we take them seriously, too.
Somewhat.
And why are you laughing?
Because y'all funny.
I love you, man. This is my dad. This is my pops right here. I love this man. I love him. He raised me.
I'm trying to be like him.
He stuck around.
Let's not make fun of him. Okay.
I know.
Because we really did love it.
We really did.
They just had a whole moment on the stage. A whole moment.
Wasn't they low-key matching? Were they both wearing white?
They were wearing white.
Just a matching family. Him and Rocky.
This my dad. Give him a little noogie on the head. This my dad right here.
Only one who wasn't matching was Eva, the daughter.
Ava. She be home, bro.
She bad. She ain't got a match.
I wonder what she gonna do.
She run a company.
What company?
She's doing Rachel Roy.
The clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And she got a book, too, that she did. She doing a little stuff.
I need to be a celebrity kid.
Yeah, man.
Be a celebrity kid.
I need to be a celebrity baby. So, this whole Little Bash thing, loved it so much. And then we move on to JoJo, who was also at the Bash, but he didn't really focus on the whole party because he was getting ready to go to New York to propose.
Mm-hmm.
To Tanice, Tanice, so he's up there. They flew to New York. His whole family was there. He set it up in a real nice way. He wanted to do it like a little snack cart. He told his fiance, that he was that they were there for Angela's like dinner celebration, and really, she was there to pop the question. Did it in a snack cart. Got down on one knee. Didn't hear any of the speech, so we don't know because. It was so quick.
I don't know if he gave one. I think the producer was like, look, you got 1 minute. We're going to cut it to 35 seconds in post.
He literally walked up to the snack bar,
hey, open I want to do this, but,
he said, oh, I don't want to do it like this.
But will you marry me?
Do it like what?
He didn't even do it like three times. Will you marry me?
Like, say she probably thought he was joking, though.
Probably.
With that introduction, I probably would have thought, too.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
He probably was nervous, y'all.
Okay.
But he was. No, he could have said a little more, though. But it was like, look at this.
We got snacks.
Oh, if he was smart, he would have got his daughter involved. So he would have... If he was smart, he would have already had his daughter right there, and then she could have, like, handed him the ring.
He was too nervous. That would have been okay, listen, the snack bar was already enough.
Okay. More than enough. Just, right. Oh.
Nah.
Marry me?
It wasn't more than enough. That Angela killed that snack bar.
Literally. See, Angela. I thought it was going to be like that. Everybody eating, mingling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody else walk up mm-hmm. with this thing.
Exactly.
But he just said, let's walk up and let's do it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
It was like, why even have a snack bar? Because you just pushed it for 2 seconds. Oh, but I'm thinking, marry me.
Bro, he pulled up quick.
But you could have said her name.
He pulled up from half court, bro. He wasn't playing with it.
My guy was nervous, all.
He was nervous, but I'm just hoping they just cut the speech. Because you just going to pull up, marry me? Excuse me, sir. What, my name? Can you tell me you love me?
Not my name, no.
Give me some halfway vows or something.
Exactly. Can you let the family at least get through the door? He said, here's your family.
He said, turn around. Look behind you.
I already asked the question. Yeah. My mama not even through the door.
Oh, you're right. Pictures. They were walking they were in as elevator. He on his knee.
As the honest things that marry me, marry me. What about my mama?
She's on the elevator.
At the door.
But I guess
she was still parking the car at valet.
Okay.
He was nervous.
Yeah, we was happy for him. But let's hope. I'm gonna have to Google the behind the scenes because.
Okay.
I hope he gave some kind of speech because nah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Like baby.
What would you want your husband to say?
I don't know, but something
you know, I just really love you. Yeah. You know, I'm just so glad I could spend the rest of my life with you. You know, just
you my
know
soulmate. What, actually, yeah. I want to you
know
marry
what?
You.
Actually, Chance the Rapper said a good blueprint because I don't know if y'all know, but Chance the Rapper has been trending lately because he told all of social media and the world how he first met his
wife. And it was
so
cute.
And that was dope,
and it was
too.
Little. That's crazy. Like,
he said, when I saw her, I knew I was going to marry her. It's like, bro, you was
my
like
question
nine.
Was,
that's crazy.
Exactly. My question was, how did y'all keep in contact? When y'all was kids. I didn't understand. I was like, wait. So did y'all exchange numbers at 9 and just grew up together? I don't know.
Maybe family friends.
Well, they were family friends, right?
I think so.
Wasn't it a family thing?
A mutual friend.
Yeah. So I guess they were always connected.
Had to be.
Had to be.
Had to be.
But yeah, that's the blueprint right there, how you propose.
That's how you do it, because I don't know about that, JoJo, but at least you did it.
Yes, but we're happy for you for sure.
Very happy for you. It was also a little bit of shade at the party because Angela was just so cold-faced. I don't know, because she was just so hungry that she had this whole attitude. She said she was scarfing up
and
down.
It didn't even look good.
French fries.
She was in coleslaw.
Was it cold? I was like, girl, what's in the pan? Salad.
That was yeah, that was like some dry coleslaw.
It looked like rice to me, like fried rice.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
Then it looked like coleslaw.
Ooh, coleslaw nasty.
She wasn't that hungry.
It was
don't come to my job then.
Where you working?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
But it was nasty. And then she gonna just give my boy Romeo just a cold shoulder, talk about how you doing, how you feeling.
She wanted him to feel how she was feeling.
He already feel it, though.
Because she was cold. She wanted him to feel some of that ice.
Mm. I think I can get. I can make you feel that way without being an extra. Yeah, dog. Like right. You're gonna feel it, but I ain't gonna be like.
Because she was reaching her hand, not just how you doing. You gonna shake my hand?
Are you sure you're gonna show up?
Exactly.
I would have just dapped her like, yo, what up? She would have felt some type of way.
She would have.
But she probably wouldn't care because she would have kept it going.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chess, not checkers.
Could not check the checker.
Hey. Checkmate.
So at least Romeo, at least Romeo was trying. You know? He said, "But what y'all saying in the live chat?"
I was just watching her reaction. That's all.
Well, if y'all are watching this in the live chat, which I hope you are, make sure you leave
those
comments down below.
We're reading them.
We're definitely reading them. But she gave him the cold shoulder. Romeo was at least trying and said, hey, you know, let's talk about it at a later date. You know, this is all about JoJo. And she, well, where are we going to have this later date? Well, one time you're going to call me, you're going to show up? Like, Angela, just take the later date and relax.
At least put the energy to the later date.
I know.
Exactly. Give it there. Like, sheesh. You know, but what? She did say she was going to go, so I'm happy because I was going to be mad.
I think Romeo wasted his time with Angela. He should have just went with his first crush and just started talking to Vanessa.
Or just said straight up, and we wouldn't have to go through all this.
True.
Yeah.
I feel like even if he was to be straight up, she still would be the same way. She wouldn't. I don't think she would give him the time of day. Like, she's trying to make us think that she'll give him the time of day.
I think if he would have said, would you go on a date with me? I think she would have went.
I think she would have gave him a hard time. I think she would have deflected. She might have went, but I think she would have deflected at first.
Yeah. She'd like to play hard to get.
She does. She do, and it's kind of annoying now. But
Romeo, find you somebody else. Chase somebody else.
Clearly.
Somebody that wants you.
She needs to put Romeo on another blind date.
She done made Romeo cut his hair.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
He had to change his whole look.
Look, he like knew me.
He walked in all white, slow-mo and everything.
I know. Sure did.
And here she is with a french fry in her mouth.
With some Starbucks, I mean, like, get some alcohol.
Okay. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She didn't know Romeo was coming. So maybe that's why she was caught off guard with the energy. But it's like, girl, you gonna look at him with the food in your mouth, you grubbing. At least try to play it cute.
Yeah, I'm just over it. I'm over it, honestly.
Poor them.
But we'll see next week how the talk goes. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Romeo would be smart if he just distances himself. Like, still be there as a friend. But kind of just
say
distance. Show
up. Say, hold up now.
Oh, nah.
We can't do a part two. Then you're going to have to get kicked off
the
show.
You got to give her space. If she wants space, give her space.
Give her
space.
She'll
come running back.
She sure will. Anything else you guys want to touch on? Oh, I did forget to touch on Brie not actually coming to the party for
Boogie. Yeah. Here's why she didn't come, because she was invited. The way Brie likes to reverse engineer her life. So basically, if you invite her, she's not going. You don't invite her, I'm in there. Simple as that.
Because she want to make a scene.
Mm-hmm. She goes against the grain.
I can see that.
But she did say, you know, some grown-up things. You know, she was like, I need to take time for myself and not get involved in drama and stuff like that. Now, however I did like that, I feel like it's kind of like, but you start the drama. Mm-hmm. Nobody really comes for you.
Maybe that's why she said she needs help.
She did say that. So to say, like, I'm not going to go to avoid drama, well, I mean, just go be normal. It won't be no drama.
Yeah, because when she's not there, there's no drama.
Or not even that, but when there's drama, she starts it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I liked it, but I didn't understand it. But hey.
Well.
But that was bigger for her, though, to not go. You know, take some time for herself. So kudos to her.
She needs to go see whoever Boogie was seeing to get her life together in 3 episodes.
Well, listen, we ain't got one left, so she had her chance.
You had the chance, girl.
You better sign up for that triple session, that back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you next season.
Get the help, you know, in between time.
So you got a lot of time.
You got a lot of time, girl.
She said in her comments she ain't coming back. She quit the show.
I saw when she went on live and...
Well, I was looked at the what we have for Medium. I was comment, you know, creeping, and she was responding to people, and she said she quit the show. She's not coming back.
Wow.
Maybe they kicked her off.
Maybe so. She quit.
I think she probably quit.
Because she definitely gives him ratings, so no, she quit.
Mm-hmm. She's the only one that just making a scene on the show.
Exactly. Right.
Turning up.
I hate that, though, but I also did like another thing, Romeo's song. When he was rapping in the booth.
Yeah.
It was pretty catchy. He needs to drop that. I want him to drop it. I liked it.
I can see Romeo just dropping singles. I don't need an album or even, you know, mixtape, but just singles.
I would love to see a Romeo mixtape, bro. I want to see him rap on other people's tracks and, like, just spit out songs.
I only want to see it just to see if he can do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, will each song be a banger or will it be, like, one hit or quitter?
Yeah, I wonder what his style is going to be like or his approach to music.
I would want to see it out of curiosity, but I'm with Howard. I just need a few singles.
Because he haven't made a song in a long time.
It's been a minute.
Since Lil Romeo.
I just hope he don't come back with, like, some stale 90s flows. Like, come back with, like, something that's going to resonate.
I doubt he will. Because even when this is kind of like somebody else's beat that he was on, right?
Right.
But it sounded good, so if he can do that, hopefully he can do something on his own, you know? Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
We'll see. Well, something we do need to see is our glowing up fashion. Ooh. That's where we choose who we think is just glowing up in fashion, hair, makeup, or even vibes. Somebody we've been filling out through the whole show. I guess I'll go first. For my glowing up fashion, I had Egypt. I sent in might be a picture on the screen. But if not, she was doing her interviews, and it was a very, very cute little She had her hair down. Her makeup was on point. It was like a gold makeup. It looked really cute.
Oh, girl.
I don't know if you guys can kind of see it there. I just thought it was just everything for Egypt. Like, it was nice. This white top, the hoops, the hair.
Not that face, but you know.
She was over it. Sorry, Egypt girl. I mean, it was a quick look, but she looked cute to me. The little
I liked her performance. Like, she had that whole vibe going with the performance. Mm-hmm. So I messed with that heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sierra?
I'm going to have to go. I loved Angela's shoes at the proposal.
Oh, the birdies?
She was trying to look better than the birdies.
She really was.
Right? Actually, it was kind of matching. It was over in black. And I was like, okay. But yeah, I liked her shoes for sure.
Okay. Alexis?
I'm going with Boogie just because I'm proud of him, you know? His little glow up throughout the season and the past season. So that's my glow up for tonight.
I would agree with Boogie just because of his glow up.
Yeah.
He glowed up for sure.
Glowed up.
He's a whole new man. He walked in looking like money to that.
He said, I got moguls in the field. Period. Look, he finna make Egypt the next big thing.
Maybe.
That's what he gonna start with, like his daddy.
Facts.
Hopefully it's just Egypt and not, you know.
We leaving Sam behind?
Mm-hmm. Not the mini B and Jay-Z.
Poor you, Sam. Aw. Well, let's move on to our fan shout-outs, where we have to just shout y'all out for just watching and listening to us. We appreciate you so much. We read those comments down below on our YouTube and on our iTunes. And we just want to give y'all a little bit of love. So, Sierra.
Yes. So, from last week, we have TBaird320. He says, people seem to forget that Angela told Romeo that she liked him in season one. Didn't see that, T. But he rejected her. Therefore, it makes sense that she is waiting for him to make the first move.
Wow.
Okay, you make it sense, because I didn't see that. So it's kind of making sense now. Okay, T-Berry, okay.
T-Berry.
And then we have Shanice Sweet Smile. She says, JoJo probably dabbles in a lot of different things. He's a smart investor. Oh, money. Okay, I was like, wait.
hold on. Wait, dabbles in what?
Like, you going to say that after this? Okay, he just got married. Okay. And then we have, is it Erinny Young? She says, I think Brie has many insecurities. She probably always been a little angry in the first season. It worked for her, but now I think she wants to change the narrative, but doesn't know how to let go of things. I also think she's insecure of the Simmons girls and their popularity and their positivity. She probably doesn't know how to be happy. She's used to dwelling in her feelings, and it has consumed her. She also may think that they have positive images being celebrity kids, but she doesn't because of her father and having to defend him. Jazz created this defense mechanism. Before you can judge and hate on her, she would do it to you first. She just got to learn how to be herself and recognize her biases.
Come through.
We need to put you on the show.
Right? Okay. Maybe listen. Do you want to come sit on the couch? Because
that whole little breakdown she just gave us.
She got the whole diagnosis.
She right? did.
Two-page paper, APA format. Okay. And then we have April Gray. Dane really did love Aaliyah. If you go back to old videos, when she was killed, he was distraught. I mean, yeah, we feel that. It's just the fact that I don't want to relate it to something new, you know, but I get it.
The current relationship.
Yeah, you know, I just want to, you know, let's let it be in the past. We get it. Mm-hmm. And then Shanice Sweet Smile again. She says, oh, girl, you own it. She said, there's only so much production can do. She needs to take responsibility for her own actions. And since season one, she's been acting stupid. Mm. Were the producers at fault back then, too? Then why is she still on the show seasons later? She's annoying, and I hope she's not on the next season.
Ooh.
Well, she won't be.
Well,
so you
your wish has been granted.
Well,
she's not coming back. And then last one, but not least, we have our famous or our consistent Rakita Dobie. She says, Brie comes off to me as someone who likes to play victim. She's the type that can dish it to people but can't take it when you throw it back to her. Mm. She needs counseling. I don't think the show is portraying her as anything except for what she really is.
Okay, girl.
I've seen her do radio interviews, and she gives the same type of energy and attitude she does on the show. All the TV, quote unquote, is doing is showing her just how ugly she is.
Oh. She needs a best friend who's exactly like her.
I can see that.
We all was quiet.
Because I was trying to imagine it first, you know, to see if it will. I mean, they will, because they will kind of help distract one another from, like a
mirror of.
What's the, Sky and Tommy. Y'all know Sky and Tommy?
No.
Sky from Black Ink and Tommy from Real House, Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I
was like, wait, hold on. I gotta know them. So they're both like very crazy. If you don't know them, mm-hmm. they're both like super crazy, but they have like the dopest friendship. Yeah. So it's like two crazy people.
Oh, nah, crazy people get along. That's the thing.
But they're like a funny, good crazy though. Yeah. To where it's like, okay, y'all are perfect for each other. You know? Mm-hmm.
Tommy crazy.
Yeah, they're both a little crazy, man. We love it. So maybe that's her mm-hmm. little twist. But he's not crazy though. He just know how to... I don't know. He just got a special touch.
He just be lit at times.
Yeah.
He just know how to, handle her. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But hey, but yeah, thank you guys, though, for, tuning in and letting us know what you think, because you definitely let us know what you think.
Yes. We appreciate that, for real.
Yes. Sure do. Now let's move on to some news and gossip.
Oh.
I feel like we just got it.
Let's see what we have up first here. So we have a tweet from Romeo. Romeo was on his Twitter last week answering some questions. And a fan wrote to Romeo, why haven't you asked Angela out on an actual date? Romeo wrote back, I have. Ange must have amnesia. Mm. We had plenty of great times before her leaving to New York. Temps.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we knew that because they always said they had chemistry. That's true. So we knew something happened.
Something happened.
Call out.
All right.
But then again, we have our fan that's saying, she cribbed him in season one. But, at this point, who knows?
And then another tweet we have from Romeo. He put, real talk, I don't get to see some of my castmates and even family all the time. But I just want to say I love y'all and send extra love to my girl, Bree. Life is short.
That's real.
Okay, yeah, that's real. Yeah,
that's sure what's up, is. Bro.
So he's trying to see some positive
come through, Romeo.
Yeah, she probably needs to see that too.
He's like a producer on the show too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah, really?
Him and Angela.
Him, Angela, Master P,
Dame and Dash,
Dame Peppa.
Oh, he's definitely a responsible producer. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So him and Ange got some behind the scenes work too. Mm-hmm. So they always seeing each other. Come on,
they be linked
all the time.
Oh yeah, okay.
They be linked. That's why they have such a good, dope friendship and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they always been cool. So, even with all the BS, they still be cool.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, last week we did show Angela's son. So, I just wanted to show him again. He's just swagged out, okay? I just have to keep giving him his credit, okay? Because she dresses him, honey. So, that's little him. And he looks so adorable. I just wanted to show you guys.
He's wearing a blue button-up, very fresh, with the suspenders. He has, the pants on, the tan pants.
The yellow.
Exactly. With the white shoes on and the toys in his hand. He's having a good time.
He said, I'm flexing for the little babies. Holler at me.
Do they have Instagram at his age yet? I think because the age is getting lower and lower for Instagram now.
Celebrities be making their kids' pages. He probably got a page.
He probably got like 50,000 followers or something.
The little babies be on his page.
Celebrities make Instagrams for their dogs.
I know red people that do that.
Really weird. Really weird. And then this last picture is Brianna posted this on her Instagram and she just put, come back on my podcast if you're really real. And she added Little Eazy-E.
To say what though?
Come back on the podcast.
And the caption said, no shade. I just want to hear his side. So maybe she's talking about...
His side to what?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, at least she direct with it, I guess. At least she's being straightforward.
Oh, his side of the alcohol. Got it.
I feel like he'd be a lot of sides. Because it had a lot of conversation, so...
Too many sides.
Yeah, so maybe the drink on it. Who knows? But let's see if he shows his real question. If he really goes, that's the real question.
He over it.
I mean, but he did say in the episode, that still is my friend. He probably still has to have a soft spot for her. Let's go to the podcast.
Does her podcast do numbers?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
You can look.
Does TT's do numbers? Let me stop. Well,
we're gonna move on.
We're gonna move on to a bit of predictions in this house.
Damn.
Now, predictions. Yes. Y'all just knew what we talked about behind the scenes, honey.
Yes.
She's on the show too, by the way.
So some predictions. So next week is the season finale. Looks like Angela and Romeo are gonna have their little date, but then it also looks like we're gonna finally hear about Angela's ex who passed away from murder. And it's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to kick off predictions?
They're gonna end it with a bang. I think that Romeo is gonna start feeling good and then it's all gonna go downhill because of the tragedy. So I think that it's gonna they're definitely going to give us a big cliffhanger with this next episode, just with probably everything. They're going to probably leave every storyline open. So, like, the Damon Dash and the Rocky thing, the Brianna thing.
Easy and his daddy.
Yeah, I think they're going to, and then Angela and Romeo, like, they're going to leave us with a bunch of cliffhangers, and they're going to make us wait a half a year, and they're going to start answering some of those questions next season.
Which makes sense, because, they can't put everything in the last season. Mm. I hate that they have to end it so sad, but, it's real life, and it's what happened, so. Yeah. Kind of interested to see it, but I'm kind of sad.
And I've noticed with a lot of reality shows recently, the way they end is more on a sad note instead of like on a happy-go-lucky, right. like this person went on and did this. It's kind of just like literally just sad cliffhangers.
Because it kind of makes you want to come back and see what's going to happen. Maybe it's a tactic. Who knows?
It is.
So I predict it's a tactic.
Tactic. I guess I predict Bree is going to get some actual help, a psychiatrist or a therapist or somebody she's gonna get professional help, and then maybe we're also gonna see finally Rocky being pregnant. Like, they're gonna tell us, okay, she's expecting. Yeah. Here she is.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so she might be having a little bun in the oven.
Okay.
Alexis,
I agree with all y'all.
Oh my god.
I don't really have nothing different to say. I do want to see Rocky. I hope she does get pregnant. I do want to see more about Brie, because we didn't really see her this episode. So I hope they end with something.
Leave us
about her,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, if she's not going to be on the next season, they should end us on, a good note with her.
True, because that'd be kind of wrong if they did it.
Yeah.
Because that last thing wasn't good. It was good, but it wasn't good.
But here's the thing. If they don't, and this is on the producer's part, if they're smart, if they don't leave it on a good note with her, then she's going to feel kind of compelled or at least convicted to come back. Because, I got to come change that.
True.
So if they're smart, then they probably won't.
But I'm pretty sure they will, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, let us know your predictions down below. Of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars and put your predictions on those comments there. Mm-hmm. You can also hear us on Spotify. Yes, yes, yes. We're moving on up. Of course, catch us next Thursday for the season finale. You can also catch me. I know. So soon. You can also catch me on all social media platforms at Howard the Third, and then also on Sundays where I do a shady little show called Back to Reality. Talk about all reality shows at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sierra, where can we find you?
Hey guys, you can find me on my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sierra Stafford. And also right after this, Marriage Bootcamp is about to get real serious, so tune in after that.
Basically the same, man. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. Also, Marriage Bootcamp. We only have 2 episodes. That's one tonight and one next week. That's also the finale. So tune in for that.
And you can find me on all social media at Madam_Moselle. And I'm Alexis. Forgot to say that. Should have said that first.
That's Alexis, y'all.
This is your Growing Up Hip Hop LA panel, and we will see y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.